Good morning.
This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. Afghanistan launches retaliatory strikes against Pakistan. 55 Pakistani soldiers killed, 2 bases and 19 posts captured. Pakistan declares open war against Afghanistan. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar says terrorism is among the most shocking violations of human rights. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney to arrive in Mumbai today on a 4-day visit to India. Sri Lankan Prime Minister Harini Amarasuriya welcomes stronger business ties, higher investment and increased tourist arrivals from India. And in ICC Men's T20 World Cup, India beat Zimbabwe by 72 runs in Super 8 match in Chennai. And now the news in detail. Afghanistan launched a retaliatory attack against Pakistan last night following Pakistani airstrikes on Afghan border regions earlier this week. In a press statement, Afghanistan's Ministry of National Defense said that the posts of the Pakistani troops were captured under heavy attacks on the Durand Line. It stated that a total of 55 Pakistani soldiers were killed, 2 bases and 19 posts were captured. The ministry said that these attacks targeted Pakistani military forces along the Durand Line near the provinces of Paktika, Paktia, Khost, Nangarhar, Gunar and Nuristan. Afghanistan further claimed that the assigned objectives were achieved as planned in these operations. During the 4-hour operation, dozens of light and heavy weapons, ammunition, and military supplies were seized by the Afghan forces. Pakistan has declared an open war against Afghanistan after the Taliban administration said that its forces killed and captured several Pakistani soldiers during a cross-border offensive. In a social media post, Pakistan's defense minister, Khwaja Asif, said Pakistan's patience has reached its limit and now it is open war between Pakistan and Afghanistan. Pakistan carried out airstrikes targeting Afghan cities including Kabul, Kandahar and Paktia after a fresh round of clashes between the two sides. Afghan Taliban spokesperson Zabihullah Mujahid confirmed the Pakistani strikes but said there were no casualties. Baluch Yakjati Committee, BYC, a leading human rights body of Balochistan, has said that 2 civilians were extrajudicially killed by Pakistani forces in the region. The latest incidents come against the backdrop of a growing wave of extrajudicial killings and enforced disappearances across the province. The human rights body revealed that the tortured and lifeless body of Nasram Baloch was found dumped in the Maksin Nadi area of Balochistan yesterday. He had been subjected to enforced disappearance for 1.5 years and his body had severe abuse marks. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that terrorism is among the most egregious violations of human rights and there can be no justification, especially when innocent lives are targeted. Speaking through a video link to the Human Rights Council in Geneva on Wednesday, he said that in a world marred by conflict, polarization and uncertainty, India seeks to find and expand common ground. More from our correspondent.
The minister said for the UN and Human Rights Council to fully realize their commitment to human rights, they must advocate zero tolerance for terrorist acts. India was elected for the 7th time to the Human Rights Council in October with a pledge to be a bridge builder. It received an overwhelming mandate with 177 of the 188 votes cast at the General Assembly. Mr. Jaishankar said, India's mandate reflects the trust and expectations of the international community, especially of partners in the Global South. He said India approaches this council with the conviction that human rights are best advanced through dialogue, capacity building and genuine partnerships. Subhadra Ramachandran, Akashvani News, Delhi.
This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. Prime Minister of Canada, Mark Carney, will arrive in Mumbai today on a 4-day visit to India. This will be Prime Minister Carney's first official visit to India. Over the next 2 days, he will participate in separate business engagements, interact with Indian and Canadian CEOs, industry and financial experts, innovators, educators, as well as Canadian pension funds based in India. A report.
Prime Minister Carney will arrive in New Delhi on 1st of March. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Canadian counterpart will hold delegation-level talks at Hyderabad House on 2nd of March. Both the leaders will review the progress achieved till date across diverse areas of the India-Canada strategic partnership. They will also take stock of ongoing cooperation in key pillars including trade and investment, energy, critical minerals, agriculture, education, research and innovation, and people-to-people ties. The two leaders will also exchange views on regional and global developments. Mr. Modi and Mr. Carney are also scheduled to attend the India-Canada CEOs Forum, scheduled later in the day. The visit comes at an important juncture in normalization of India-Canada bilateral relations. The two prime ministers have earlier agreed to pursue a constructive and balanced partnership grounded in mutual respect for each other's concerns and sensitivities, strong people-to-people ties, and growing economic complementarities. The forthcoming meeting between the leaders will provide an opportunity to reaffirm the positive momentum and shared vision of India and Canada in building a forward-looking partnership. Renuka, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Sri Lankan Prime Minister Harini Amarasuriya has welcomed stronger business ties, higher investment and increased tourist arrivals from India, reaffirming Colombo's commitment to deepen cooperation with New Delhi. Addressing a commemorative dinner marking India's 77th Republic Day and Sri Lanka's 78th Independence Day, Dr. Amarasuriya said, "The island nation looks forward to expanding connections with Indian businesses and greater people-to-people exchanges through tourism." The event was organized by the Sri Lanka India Society and was attended by diplomats, business leaders and members of the Indian community. Dr. Amarasuriya described India as Sri Lanka's closest partner and acknowledged New Delhi's consistent support during challenging times. She said her government remained committed to advancing bilateral cooperation across economic, cultural and social sectors. A French parliamentarian has raised concerns over alleged systematic erosion of Tibetan language and culture by the Chinese government, according to a report by the Central Tibetan Administration, or CTA. The report states that Deputy Charles de Courson of the French National Assembly submitted a formal written question to the French Minister for Europe and Foreign Affairs, warning about a policy change scheduled for 2026 that would remove Tibetan as a core subject from national university entrance exams in Tibet. The inquiry characterized the move as part of a broader campaign of forced assimilation that could significantly weaken the status of the Tibetan language within a generation. According to CTA, the parliamentary question also highlighted the expansion of a mandatory boarding school system in Tibet. Citing international reports and a 2023 resolution of the European Parliament, the submission noted that around 1 million Tibetan children, including some as young as 4, are reportedly being separated from their families to attend state-run schools where Mandarin is the primary language of instruction. On to sports. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, India defeated Zimbabwe by 72 runs in a crucial Super 8 match at the M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai last night. Chasing a huge target of 257 runs set by India, the Sikandar Raza-led Zimbabwe managed to score 184 runs at the loss of 6 wickets in 20 overs. Opening batter Brian Bennett's unbeaten innings of 97 runs went in vain. For India, Harshdeep Singh bagged highest 3 wickets. Earlier, Zimbabwe won the toss and opted to bowl. Batting first, Suri Kumar Yadav-led Men in Blue scored 256 for 4 in the stipulated 20 overs. India will next face West Indies in their last Super 8 clash on Sunday at the iconic Eden Gardens in Kolkata. The result of this match will decide India's fate in the tournament. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Afghanistan launches retaliatory strikes against Pakistan. 55 Pakistani soldiers killed, 2 bases and 19 posts captured. Pakistan declares open war against Afghanistan. External Affairs Minister Jai Shankar says terrorism is among the most shocking violations of human rights. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney to arrive in Mumbai today on a 4-day visit to India. Sri Lankan Prime Minister Harini Amarasuriya welcomes stronger business ties, higher investment and increased tourist arrivals from India. And in ICC Men's T20 World Cup, India beat Zimbabwe by 72 runs in Super 8 match in Chennai. That's all in world news. Stay tuned to Akashvani.